Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Avrabhav Titi Mahotsavaki. And Chaitanya Chandra Amrita, Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, he speaks the heart of all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, how much appreciation and how much gratitude we all feel and have for Lord Chaitanya in one of his prayers. And generally, on a person's birthday, they receive gifts. People honor them. Oh, happy birthday. Please take this gift. He gives them various gifts and presents. This is the birthday of the Avrabhav Titi, the appearance day of the Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And rather than receiving gifts from everyone, he came to give the greatest gift, Subhakti Shriyam. He came to give gifts to everyone, the greatest gift, the perfect gift, the gift that you can give everyone. Because the rich man doesn't have this thing, the poor man doesn't have this thing, young and old, no one has this gift, this precious treasure that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give. So Prabhupada Saraswati, he shows his gratitude, and the prayer in English is like this. Who had ever heard the wonderful words, Shura Krishna Prem, pure love of Krishna, on the pathways of his ears? Who had known the glories of Krishna's holy names? Who had entered the great sweetness contained in the forest of Vrindavan? Who had understood Sri Radha, who is filled with the most wonderfully sweet nectar of pure love for Krishna? It is only Lord Chaitanya Chandra who has mercifully revealed all of this. So here in this shloka, Chaitanya Chandamrita, the nectarian glories of the moon-like Lord Chaitanya, Prabodhananda Saraswati is mentioning four great gifts that Lord Chaitanya has given to the people of this world in this Kali Yuga. He mentions Krishna Prema, Shuddha Krishna Prema, pure love, because Krishna Prema has different aspects, and that we will discuss, the type of Krishna Prema that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to present. So Lord Chaitanya, he gave these four things. He gave us pure Krishna Prema of the topmost degree, and he gave us Nam Sankirtan, and he gave us Vrindavan Van, the forest of Vrindavan, which we're all fortunate enough to sit in. We're in this Vrindavan, Brajabhumi. So he gave us Brajadam, and he came here and revealed it. He revealed the greatest treasure of Brajadam, which is Radhakund. And then he gave us the Radhabhav. What is the love of Srimati Radharani? So these are the four gifts that he gave. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's some verses that glorify Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his reason for coming, why Lord Chaitanya came, their external reasons and internal reasons. And he mentions in some verses, he came as a teacher. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, just like we have prayers, or have a book by Bhaktivinoda, Chaitanya Shiksha Amrita. Shiksha Amrita, the nectarian teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he came to taste the love of Srimati Radharani and experience her happiness. And what does it mean, her feelings of love when she serves Krishna, how she's tasting Krishna's love. And then, that's internal reasons. Then externally, he came to teach. This is bhakti, this is prema bhakti, this is braja bhakti, this is Vaishnav Sarachar. So he was a great teacher. And oftentimes, professors and people of the modern world, they say, yes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was a great social reformer. He did away with the caste system. He was a social reformer. He was a great teacher. Great teacher. But if you say, well, was he God? Oh, no, no. He wasn't God. They say like that. So he was, in fact, the greatest. He was the Mahaprabhu, the greatest master, the greatest of all teachers. So he came to teach what? Prem. He came to teach Prem. And this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is glorified in Adi Lila 4, verses 100 through 103. Prema bhakti shikaite apane avatari radhabhava kanti dui angikara kari. To teach prema bhakti shika, or shiksha, devotional service and love of Godhead, Krishna appeared as Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with the bhav and kanti, with the mood, mellow, or love of Srimati Radharani, radhabhav, and the kanti, the effulgence, the color, of a complexion of Sri Radha. Yuga Dharma Pravatarn Haya Amshe Hoite Amavina Ane Nare Braja Prema Dite. He says, Yuga Dharma Pravatarn. The Yuga Dharma in this age, of course, is chanting the holy name, Nam Sankirtan. So Yuga Dharma Pravarta means to establish the Dharma of Kali Yuga. The Kali Yuga Dharma is Nam Sankirtan. Kalo Tad Hari Kirtanat. So he came, but that can be done, he says, Haya Amsha. That can be done, establishing, spreading the chanting of the holy name to every town and village all over the world. That can be done not by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who also did it incidentally or secondarily, but it can also be done by any Amsha of Krishna, any avatar, like Gaur Narayan. Sometimes the term is there, Gaur Narayan. Because in every Kali Yuga, what is the Dharma in every Kali Yuga? How many Kali Yugas come? Thousands of Kali Yugas come. Say there's 14 manus in a day of Brahma and there's 14 manus in the night. So Lord Chaitanya comes once in the day of Lord Brahma. So that means once every 1,000 Kali Yugas. If you take that phrase to mean half hour, you know, half a day, a 12-hour day. Or if you take that term that Lord Chaitanya comes once in a day of Brahma to mean a 24-hour day, then Lord Chaitanya comes once in every 2,000 Kali Yugas. Understand? That means very, very rare. So in those other 1,999 Kali Yugas, or if you want to take it from the other point of 1,000 Yuga cycles, in those other 999 Kali Yugas, who comes to distribute the holy name? Not Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not this combined avatar of Radha and Krishna. One of his amshas. But he says, Ama vina anye nare braja prema dite. Braja prema dite, only without me, Ami vina, without me, braja prema cannot be given. Madhurya prema, sakya prema, vatsalya prema, this wonderful sweet love of the Brijvasis for Krishna, this braja prema cannot be given without me personally coming and giving it. Namo mahavananyaya, Krishna prema, pradayate. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya, namne gora, chuse namaha. So, then he goes on and says, Avatari Prabhu Pracharila Sankirtan Ehubaya Hetu Purve Karyachi Suchan. He says, Avatari Prabhu, this avatar of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prachar Sankirtan, Pracharila Sankirtan. Preaching Sankirtan, preaching chanting Hare Krishna, this was Ehubaya Hetu Purve Karyachi Suchan. This is Bayu Hetu, means the external cause. Baya, like Bahir, means the external cause. Prabhupada's translation, the Lord came to propagate Sankirtan. Sankirtan Prachar. That is a external purpose, Baya Hetu, as I have already indicated. In every Kali Yuga, there is a Yuga avatar who preaches Yuga Dharma, Sankirtan. But the Gauranga avatar, who is Prem Purushottam, only comes once in a day of Brahma. So then, what is the main cause? What is the main cause that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advents in this world, for which Prabhupada Saraswati is so grateful and so thankful? Of course, he mentions one of his gratitudes is Nam Sankirtan. He's expressing his gratitude, oh, you've given me four wonderful gifts. On your birthday, you've come and given me four wonderful gifts. So he's acknowledging one of those gifts is Nam Sankirtan. But the other three are Vrindavan Prem, Krishna Prem, Shuddha Prem, and Vrindavan, and Radha Bhav, and Brajadam, and the significance of Brajadam. Brajadam was only a forest. It was just a forest for thousands of years. No one cared about it for thousands of years till Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and revealed it. Now everyone cares about it. You can see how much people care about it. There were thousands and thousands of trees here 500 years ago. So wherever there was a tree, now there's a house. Because a tree used to be a house for so many Brijvasis. Now the Brijvasis require, you know, big houses and no trees. So now so many people are coming. And now Vrindavan is understood all around the world as our Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada. He, inspired by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he left Sevakunj to bring everybody in the world to Sevakunj. Because Sevakunj means Brajadam. Sevakunj means the forest of Vrindavan where everyone engages in the service of Krishna and Balaram, Gornitai, non-different. And Radhasham Sundar. So Prabhupada, he expanded that mercy of Lord Chaitanya to bring everybody in the world to Vrindavan. So the main, and along, so that's what Prabhupada Saraswati, he glorifies. Yes, okay, Sankirtan, but these three other things are the internal reason. And these are the internal, very special, precious gifts, special treasures that Lord Chaitanya has given on his birthday. Because in the Aryan civilization, what does a person do on his birthday? Well, we say the original Indian culture, or the culture of Bharatvarsh, or the Vedic culture, the Aryan civilization. What do the Shastras tell that a person should do on his birthday? Should he jump up and down? No. What should he do? He should fast. He should fast. He should give charity, Brahman Dan. He should perform tapasya. I mean, I already said it. Tapasya, fasting, and Dan, giving charity to Brahmins and holy persons, Vaishnavas. And he should take darshan of Krishna and do some other pious activities. Jumuna Snan, Dham Prikama, Giraj Prikama. So, a Vedic man, or an Aryan, a spiritually advancing person, on his birthday, he will distribute so much wealth and charity, cows and gold and silk, and at least a couple of Mangal Arati sweets. If he doesn't have cows and gold and silver and land, he'll give a few Mangal Arati sweets, or buy a half a kilo of Mangal Arati prasadam or something. Or he'll give something, a picture of Krishna. But now everything is perverted. The Aryan culture has been replaced by Asura Sampat, the Asura culture, the culture of the demons. So, oh, it's my birthday. Hey, where's my big cake? Where's my big party? We have to party, celebrate. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came on the biggest party day of India. He appeared on the biggest party day of India. The entire India is having a party today. And most of the people don't have any idea who Lord Chaitanya is. And they're not having a party because of Lord Chaitanya's appearance. They're having a party because of Holi. And they're happy, they're throwing colors. Ho, ho, holy hey, holy hey. And everyone's having a big party. And they're also giving some gifts sometimes. And when they embrace each other, when they come with each other to say, holy hey. You're like, you want to play holy? And you say, holy hey. And then you submit yourself to receive what you're going to receive. So then they very lovingly, they rub some colors on your forehead and they say, Prem say, Prem say, Prem say. Then they embrace you and they embrace you. So this is the party that's going on all over India with 1 billion people. 1 billion people are celebrating this party of Holi. So this is a birthday, but they don't actually know that Saraswati and, you know, and Durga and everyone, Parvati's arranged. Everyone's indirectly celebrating the birthday party of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when they're saying ho ho holy, after a few years as our preaching expands more and more, instead of saying ho ho holy, they'll say ho ho haribo haribo haribo. So when they throw the colors on each other, they'll say hari haribo. No more ho ho, no ho 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 holy, they'll say haribo haribo. So they're celebrating. It's a big party. It's spring. It's harvest time. We harvested so much winter wheat and mustard, and we're happy and we have money, and it's a big party everywhere, and the demon Holika is dead, and it's a new life. It's a new beginning. Ho, ho, holy. So they're embracing each other. Prem say, prem say. But they don't realize that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared on this big party day, on the day of his birthday, and he's also embracing everybody. He's embracing everybody in the whole world, not only India. And he's saying, Prem say, Prem say, Prem say. Take Prem, take Prem. Because that's what people do in Holi. When you go to Barsana, which you can see, we went to Barsana. If you go to Barsana and play Holi, then it's a very sweet Holi. Because of the sweetness of Radharani's Karuna Mahi. So they're very compassionate with the way they play Holi. Here it's Nirdoy. This is Nirdoy Holi. Vrindavan Holi is Nirdoy Holi. And Barsana Holi is Karuna Holi. Karuna, because it's very compassionate, very loving. They throw it on your chest and not in your eyes. And, you know, they say, oh, you're a sadhu. And they just go, poop, and throw it on your chest. Or I'll say, personally touch you and embrace you. Men to men. Women to women. So it's very nice. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The main reason, of course, he came was to distribute this prema. And Krishnadas Kaviraj explains in Adi Leela 1.103, Avatarera ara eka ache mukya bij, rasika shekara Krishna sekara yanij. It says the mukya bij. Mukya bij means the primary root, or the principal cause, the main reason, the mula karana, the main reason of the avatar of Lord Chaitanya's, of this avatar is rasika shekara Krishna sekara yanij. He wanted to taste. Rasika shekara means he's a connoisseur or relisher or taster of rasa. He wanted to taste this bhakti ras. that's within the hearts of every jiva. And he wanted to taste that special bhakti ras that's within the heart of his greatest devotee, Srimati Radharani. So the translation, Prabhupada says, the main cause, mukya bij, for Krishna's appearance springs from Krishna's own hankering of being the Rasika Shekhar, the foremost enjoyer of the mellows of love. When Krishnadas Kaviraj is explaining the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Adi Lila, he begins the Adi Lila as one begins any shastra with the Mangala Charana. The Mangala Charana means the prayers of invocation, the beginning prayers, invoking the mercy of the Lord. And actually, Krishnadas Kaviraj also explains in that chapter 1 of Adi Lila what types of Mangala Charana prayers are there. There's three types of prayers of invocation, or three types of Mangala Charana. One type of prayer is that this prayer in the beginning of a book establishes the topic of the book. What is the subject of the book? What is the dialogue? What is going to be discussed in this book? That's one type of Mangala Charana or auspicious prayer. The second type is a prayer of blessings, where the author of the book is blessing the readers of that book, the devotees or whomever, that if you, by reading this book, you will become free from material desires, or you will be blessed with Krishna Prem, or you will increase your attachment to Sakshi Sutta, like this. And the third type of Mangala Charana is a type of Mangala Charana which gives benediction, blessings, which is similar, I mean, it's similar to giving blessings, but it's benedictions. In other words, it's some special gift that's going to be given. So, this particular prayer that we're going to speak is one of those Mangala Charana prayers. Is Adi Lila chapter 1 verse 4, and this is considered to be a prayer of benediction, where Krishnas Kaviraj is giving a benediction to all the readers. He wants to give this special boon and benediction of the content of this prayer. And then he also says, in relation to this prayer, he says that this prayer is the, he calls this, he explains how it is that it's a you know, a benediction. He explains what is the purpose. In Adi Lila 125, he says, Chaturta shlokete kari jagate ashrivad savatra magiye Krishna Chaitanya Prashad. In the fourth verse, which we'll speak, I have invoked the benediction, the ashrivad of Krishna, upon all the world, praying, magiye, means, magiye Prabhupada translates, means I'm begging or praying to the Lord for this benediction, to Lord Chaitanya for his mercy upon all. So he says in the Ashravad, this fourth shloka is actually a prayer of benediction. He says Ashravad is the blessings, the benediction. So in that shloka, this is a shloka that explains about Lord Chaitanya, what he wanted to give in this Kali Yuga. What is that special thing that he had to come personally to give? Anarpita charim chirat karanayavatirna kalu samaparyatam unat ujvala rasam sabhakti priyam hari purata sundara dyuti kadamba sandipita sadarya kandare spuratu va shachi nandana. Word for word meaning, anarpita, never before bestowed or given. Charim means formerly, in the past. Chirat, for a long time. Samarpayatam, to bestow or to give. Unnata, elevated or topmost. Ujwala rasam, conjugal mellow, madhurya ras. Swabhakti, his own bhakti or his own service. Shriyam, the treasure or beauty. Hari, supreme lord. Purata, gold. Sundara, beautiful. Duty, splendor. Kadamba, multitude. Sandipita, light it up, sada, always. Ridya kandare, the cavity, the cave of the heart. Spuratu, let him be manifest, sada, always. Spuratu, let him be manifest, wa, your. Shachi Nandan, the son of Mother Sachi. Translation. May the Supreme Lord, who is known as Shachi Nandan, the son of Mother Sachi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost core of your heart, resplendent with the radiance of molten gold. He has descended in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy, to bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before, the most elevated mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love. So in this verse, this is also, Acharya has referred to this verse as the Paribhasa Sutra, which means it is the verse from which the entire theme or contents of Chaitanya Charitamrita expands from. Just like if someone asks you, what is the Paribhasa Sutra, or what is the main shloka which the entire Bhagavatam expands from, then what will you say? Ete chamsha kala pumsa krishnas tu bhagavan swayam. This is canto 1, chapter 3, verse 28, I believe. Is that right? Ete chamsha. This is called the Paribhasa Sutra. This establishes the topic for discussion. Krishnas tu bhagavan swayam. This is the beginning point. This is the conclusion. This is what you should understand by studying the Bhagavatam. So what we should understand and what benediction we should receive by studying the Chaitanya Charitamrita is given in this shloka, Adi Lila 1, 4, Anarpita Chirat, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give this, to actually give this special type of prema. It doesn't just say prema, or Vaikuntha prema, or Vishnu prema, or Krishna prema. This is unat ujvala. Ujvala. Unat ujvala rasa. Unat ujvala rasa. Ujvala rasa, as Prabhupada translates, means conjugal love, madhurya ras, and specifically braja madhurya prem. That special, topmost, elevated epitome of madhurya ras, which is tasted and experienced in Vrindavan. That is also swabhakti priya. So the first point that's mentioned, he says that anarpita charim chirat kananayavati arnakalu, that this has never been given before. He says this type of love, this unat ujvala rasa, this madhurya prema, braja prema, has never been given before, except when you came then the last time. That's what this being said here. Oh, well, one thing I forgot is this particular verse is actually the Mangalacharana from the Vidugdha Madhava. Vidugdha Madhava was written first by Rupa Goswami. And in Vidugdha Madhava, Rupa Goswami is offering his prayers to Sachinandan. And Sachinandan, Lord Chaitanya, in Puri, he read this prayer, Anarpita Chayam Chayat Karanayavatirna Kalo, Samarpayatam Unat Ujala Rasam Subhakti Sriyam, Hari Purata Sundara Duti Kadamba Sandipa. He read that, and he was smiling, and he was relishing the beauty and how the Rupa Goswami had captured the essence of his mood and his mission. But then, so when he read the first three lines, Lord Chaitanya was very happy. But then when he read the last line, Sada Ridya Kandare Spuratu Vas Sachinandan, huh? What's this? You spoiled a good shloka. Why you write this Sachinandana Ridya Kandare Spurato Spurti, that this Sachinandan Spurti should manifest in the cave, the Kandara, in the cave of your heart? What? What is this? This was a nice shloka. Now why didn't you have a proper, why didn't you make a proper ending? Just see the humility. You know, I mean, Lord Chaitanya is like, what is this? He was so disgusted with it. And then the other devotees, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Ramananda Roy, they said, no, this is the best part of the shloka. This is the, we're saving the best part for last. This is the sweetest part. Without this part, the other part is not possible. Oh my Lord, this is the sweetest part. This makes this shloka, this is what makes this shloka perfect. So Lord Chaitanya just said, oh, Haribo, what to do? He's defeated by the love of his devotees. So, that is the Mangalacharana in the Vidugdha Madhava. So appreciating that his Shiksha Guru, Rupa Goswami, had captured the essence and the inner meaning of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, he took that shloka and put it into the Adi Lila to use as his own Mangalacharana, Krishna's Kaviraj. So Rupa Goswami, who is quoted by Krishna's Kaviraj in Adi Lila 1, verse 4, and Arpita Charim Chayat. He says that this has not been given this type of prema has never been given except when you came before in the last Kali Yuga, which was 1,000 Kali Yugas ago. Right? That means millions and millions and millions of years ago it was given. And we see that There's a nice conversation where Prabhupada's having about this verse on the folio, and someone is asking about this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what's so special, what has he come to give. And Srila Prabhupada, he quotes his verse, at least first line, and he says, so many Vaishnavacharyas have come, Ramanuja, Vishnu Swami, Madhvacharya, and they have come, and they have given prema, they have given bhakti, but not to this level, not this unnata ujvala ras. This unnata ujvala means this elevated, topmost zenith, highest type of spiritual love or devotional love, this Madhurya prema, Braja prema. They have not given. They have given Krishna prema up to Dasya ras or Sakya ras, and to some extent there is some Vatsalya ras, Vallabhacharya. But this type of prema, this special prema of the gopis of Vrindavan, this unnat ujjala ras, no acharya has ever given that, not only in the Vaishnava Sampradaya. What to speak in thousands and thousands of Kali Yugas. This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give. That is why he's Namo Mahavananyaya. And knowing this heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is called the Manobishtam. Manobishtam. Bishtam means desire. The longing, the yearning, the desire, the manobishtam. What do you really want in your core, in your mind? Outside, someone says, what do you want? Oh, I want to be a nice devotee. And, you know, that's what you say. That's the external part of your mind. But then you say, well, what do you really want? Well, actually, I want money. I came to this movement for money, you know, and position. I want to be the king and the ruler and the temple commander and president and God and guru and everything. You know, I want position or I want money. But Manobishtam, Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam, Stapitam Yena Bhutale, Swayam Rupa Kadamayam, Dadati Swapadantikam. Rupa Goswami, he says, Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam. Rupa Goswami is glorified because he entered the heart. Just as Krishna entered the heart of Srimati Radharani, and he bought out her Subhakti Priya, her Priya Bhakti. As this verse mentions, Subhakti Priya. Krishna went into the heart of Radharani, and he came out with her Subhakti Priya, which we'll get to. And then Rupa Goswami, he entered into the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he came out with what? Unnat Ujvala Ras. He said, I know. This is the Manobishtam. This is the desired object. This is the thing that you have in your mind which you want to give. So this was never given before by any other Vaishnavacharyas, nor for thousands and thousands of years. But then, someone might say, wait a minute, I have a question here. How is it that in this shloka, Adi 1.4, on Arpita Chimchayat, Rupa Goswami is saying that this prema has never been given before? Because we see that in Treta Yuga, there were devotees like the Dandakaranya sages who saw Ram, and then there were also the Shrutis, the personified Vedas, and so many others in Treta Yuga and in previous Yugas, because here it says, Anarpita Charim, never given before. Charim means before. But we say, I have a question. This prema was given before. This prema was given before because in Treta Yuga, the Dandakaranya sages, they were blessed by Ram. And Ram blessed them, yes, you come in Dwapara Yuga, and when I appear as Krishna, I will give you prema. I will give you Braja prema, Gopi prema. So the Dandakaranya sages, they were living before, they did not meet Lord Chaitanya, they met Lord Ram, but he blessed them, and then they came in Dwapara Yuga, and Krishna is not Lord Chaitanya, and they got Gopi Bhav, Madhurya Ras, and the Shrutis also. So now the question is then, is Rupa Goswami, what's going on here? If in fact before, in previous yugas, even just a few thousand years ago, before Lord Chaitanya came, Krishna gave Braja Ras, Braja Prem, how can Rupa Goswami say in this verse, Anarpita Chiram Charat, that it was never before given except when Lord Chaitanya appeared? Because what he's talking about is not just Madhurya Prem, or the love of the Sakis for Krishna, or the love of Radharani for Krishna, which the Dandakaranya sages, they got this type of Saki Bhav. But Rupa Goswami is saying there's a special type of prema, Braja prema, that Lord Chaitanya came to give. And this Unat Ujvala Ras is Swabhakti Priyam. This is his Swabhakti. Swabhakti means his own devotion, his own bhakti. So when we say Swabhakti, that means Krishna Bhakti. But what is Krishna Bhakti? Krishna Bhakti means Radha Bhakti, because the personification of Krishna's devotion, the embodiment of Krishna's love or the embodiment of Krishna's devotion is Prema Rupa, the Prema Swayam Rupa, Prema Mahi Srimati Radharani. She is the embodiment. She is, when we say Swabhakti Priyam, that this verse says, 1:4, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give Unat Ujvala Rasa Swabhakti Priyam. He's come to give his own devotion. This means he has come to give that special love that is exchanged between Radharani and the gopis. This is known as the service of Radharani or Radhadasyam. And so Bhakti Priyam, so what is this? What is Priya? Priya means, it means something, it means treasure. It's translated here, Priya means treasure, the great wealth of his own bhakti. But it also means beautiful. So what is beautiful? It's beautiful to see Krishna in Vrindavan with his Brijvasi devotees. There's no more beautiful form of Krishna. He's Rupa Madhurya. And there's no more sweeter form of Krishna than his playing his flute. He's Venu Madhurya. He's Leela Madhurya, Prema Madhurya. His associates are the sweetest, the most intimate in Vrindavan. So this is the beauty of Krishna surrounded by Radharani and the Sakis. But Subhakti Priyam means another kind of special beauty. That the beauty that when Radharani is with her Sakis, and there's a special kind of Saki. Because Priyam also means Priya Saki, or the dearmost devotees of Srimati Radharani. She has five different types of Sakis. And one type of Saki is called Prana Saki, or Nitya Saki. The Prana Sakis or Nitya Sakis, like Rupa Goswami or Rupa Manjari. They are the Manjaris. So what is most beautiful, Subhakti Priyam, that beautiful, special flavor and rasa that Lord Chaitanya wanted to give, is this Madhurya Ras. In the mood of serving Radharani, it's called Manjari Bhav. Bhavalasa Rati. So when Krishna is with Radharani or the other gopis, they're very beautiful, and they're exchanging so many beautiful words and sweet pastimes together. Exchanges of love and so many pastimes. But that beauty is enhanced, or it's increased, by the presence of thousands and thousands of Sakis. In fact, their love cannot be tasted or experienced without the association and service of all those different Sakis. They increase it. So, and what's also happening there is, when all those Sakis are there, there's all Radharani's Manjaris, her Priya Sakis. And they're also serving Radharani. And they're helping, and they're serving Radharani by bringing Krishna to Radharani, and they're pleasing her in so many ways. And when Krishna and Radharani are enjoying, they also experience that topmost ras. So in this verse, it explains that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to taste Unat Ujvala Rasa, and also came to preach this Unat Ujvala Rasa. This Ujvala Rasa, Subhakti Priyam. This sweet, loving exchange that happens between Radha and Krishna and the gopis, and especially the exchange of love between Radharani and her Manjaris. How much sweetness they experience. So this he also came to show by his avatar. So then, Rupa Goswami, he's explaining this in this verse, that this is the special kind of secret praying, because in previous ages, Gopi praying was there, the Dandakaranya sages, but this Manjari praying was never ever given. This was only given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this mood of serving Radharani, Radhadasyam. So of course, this is a very high attainment, and this is it's very difficult to understand these higher forms of devotional service or loving exchanges with Krishna. This is the Manushanam Sahasreshu. It's very, thousands of people try to understand, they can't understand. So what do we do? What is our recourse? So our recourse is to pray. We pray to Rupa Goswami, and we pray to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on days like this. First, we're very grateful and appreciative for everything he's given us. Just like Prabhupada Saraswati, he has so many prayers of appreciation. Oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you've given us such great gifts. You've given us the holy name, and you've given us this Brajadam, and you've given us this Radha Bhav, or at least we're hearing about it, and we're trying to understand what does it mean to be a servant of the servant of the servant. Gopi Bhartu Padakamalaya, Das, a servant of the servant of the servants of Radha Gopinath, of the servants of Gopinath. And so this is Radha Bhav. What is this service mood? And you've also explained to us you've given us these highest types of Krishna Prema, this Braja Prema, the Sakya Rasa and Vatsalya Rasa, Madhurya Rasa, Vrindavan. There's no higher rasas anywhere to be found, anywhere, in any part of the spiritual world. So Krishna, in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's given us such great gifts. Of course, whether all those things will fructify within us or whether we'll realize all those things, it's only by the mercy of Guru and Gauranga. And they've given their mercy in the form of their service, and especially the chanting of the holy name, because only through the medium of Sankirtan will we become purified enough to actually appreciate these gifts. Just like the father may give some rare jewel to a young boy, to his son, some diamond ring, it's worth millions of dollars, but he may not be educated, and he may not have learned. He has no education about what that value of that is, nor has he realized the value of that. So he takes it out in the backyard, and he's playing with it, and he's scratching his toys with it, and writing his name on the window panes with the diamond ring and things. And he's just using it like a little toy, and it's a diamond ring, a Hira Ratna. It's worth lakhs and lakhs of rupees. But he doesn't know anything about the value. He doesn't appreciate the value, and he hasn't realized the value. But he has been given a great gift, a diamond ring from his father. But he's only a boy. So similarly, we're like that. We're like only little children. We're only, at least we mean, as Prabhupada say, we means I. We means I, not you. But we are like little children, and we have been given a great gift by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so we can only cry out our hearts in appreciation on a day like this. Oh, you're so kind. You're so much Varanya. You're Mahavaranya. You're so merciful. You give me such a valuable, wonderful treasure. The most secret, intimate love that Radharani exchanges with Krishna, which she also distributes to her intimate servants that are serving him and her in Radhadasyam, and Manjari Bhav, Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari, Rupa Rakanathapadi, Ahabhi Akuti. Akuti means eager to follow Rupa and Raghunath. So that love, all the love and happiness, that highest Madhurya Ras, that Vipralamba, that Mahabhav that Radha and Krishna exchange and taste with one another, is also distributed to all of Radharani's Manjaris. They taste it equally. In fact, it says they taste it even more. So this is the great kind. What kindness, what great gift, what great treasure Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given. So we're like the little children. We've been given this great gift, and we're not educated. We don't really know much about it, and we don't really appreciate much the value of this gift, and we haven't certainly realized this gift. But maybe as the days go on and the years go on, by the mercy of Guru and Gauranga, we will start to learn more about this gift. What is the nature of this gift? Of this Madhurya Prem, Braja Prema, this Madhurya Bhav, Radhadasyam, what is this? What is the nature of it? What does it mean? How does it apply? And we will learn to, as we learn more about it, we will appreciate it and we will value it. And then as we try to serve Guru and Gauranga, then we will realize this type of love and we will attain the goal of life, Krishna Prema. Krishna Prema Pradayate, because this is what Lord Chaitanya came to give. Krishna Prema? Yes, Krishna Prema. What kind of Krishna Prema? Krishna Prema means Vaikuntha. That's also Krishna Prema. Narayana is also Krishna. Vishnu is also Krishna. No, a special kind of Krishna Prema. So in this verse, Rupa Goswami is defining. Yes, in one verse he says, Namo Mahavananyaya Krishna Prema. Rupa Goswami wrote that verse. He said, yes, he came to give Krishna Prema. Everyone take Krishna Prema. Just like it's explained, it, Lord Chaitanya came to broadcast all the rasas. That's also explained. He came to broadcast Dasi Ras and Sakhi Ras, Vatsali Ras. So this is a day for appreciation, a day for gratitude, a day for trying to understand what great gift, what great treasure house has been placed in us. And we pray as this benediction. Krishna's Kaviraj is offering us this benediction. The whole Chaitanya Charitamrita is meant to give this benediction, because this is the Mula Shloka, this is the Paribhasa Sutra. And he's saying that with this shloka, this fourth shloka, I am giving a benediction to all my readers. Listen, all my readers, my name is Krishnadas Kaviraj. I am also known as Kasturi Manjari in the eternal pastimes of Radha Shama Sundar. That is my Nitya Manjari Sarup. And I want to give a benediction or blessing to all of my readers. I want you all to attain this special prema that Rupa Goswami is enunciating in my Mangalacharna verse, which I'm quoting. Unat ujvala rasa sobhakti priyam. I hope that you all attain that by studying this Chaitanya Charitamrita and learning about this great treasure and starting to appreciate and value it and serve it. You will come to receive this whole treasure, will blossom in your heart, and then as it mentions here, then what is that result? It mentions that Hari Purata Sundara Duti Kadamba Sandipana. Sandipata, that your heart, Kandare, Ridaya Kandare,
Spora 2, Ridya Kandare, means manifesting in your heart will be this brilliant sunshine. This Sandipita means like thousands, and Kandamba Sandipita means a multitude, thousands and thousands of brilliant light. What is that light? It's the light of Rasaraj Mahabhav. It is the light of Radhasham Sundar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahayanya. That effulgent form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how effulgent is it? He says, Hari Purata Sundara Duti. Hari Purata Sundara Duti is beautiful. Hari Sundara, the most beautiful form of Hari is Gauranga. Gauranga! 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 Hari Sundara, Hari Purata Sundara Duti Kadamba Sandipata. So this Hari Purata means gold, brilliant gold. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu resides in our heart, Ridya Kandare, Spuratu, means he manifests there, he sits there, he resides there. And how will he come and sit there? How will he come and reside there? When we come to the platform, and when we come to the point where we give up everything, and we surrender fully to one thing, and that is this, chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This wonderful, sweet, nectarian, pure name of the Lord will dance in the courtyard of the heart, and as Krishna's coverage is explaining, resplendent with the radiance of molten gold, he will, it says that he who descends, he's the Kaliyavatirno, Karuna Avatar. So the avatar of compassion, Karuna Avatirna, which is the phrase Rupa Goswami uses in this verse, Anarpita Chimchat. Karuna Avatirna means the avatar of Karuna. That most compassionate avatar, he will dance in the heart. He will bestow the highest aspect of Braja Madhurya Prema Ras, which was never awarded before. His form dancing like molten gold, Sachinandan, will start dancing in the innermost chamber of your heart. So we want this. We want Lord Chaitanya to dance in our heart. And sometimes, if we come to the platform of chanting pure Naam, we'll see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing in our heart with this wonderful golden form. Then we're appreciating, and we're there dancing, and we're also chanting in ecstasy and purely the holy name. And we're seeing Lord Chaitanya in our heart. Then suddenly we don't see Lord Chaitanya anymore in our heart. Now we say, Hare, where's Gauranga? Gauranga kama? Then we don't see Gauranga, then we see Radha Sham, Radha Govinda. Oh, hey, Radha Govinda. Then we start chanting Radha Govinda, Radha Govinda. So when we're chanting Nittai Gaur, we're chanting Gadai Gauranga, Gadai Gauranga, and we're seeing Gauranga in our heart. First form of Krishna we'll see in our heart is Gauranga. Must be, because he paves the way. He will come first. He has come to bring Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahayanya. So first Sri Krishna Chaitanya. So this is the great treasure that is being mentioned here, why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. So we'll stop there and further glorify our worshipful Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on his auspicious avirbhav titi. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu's avirtiti mahotsava ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.